Welcome, Daf Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros, Daf Chof Aleph, in the Oiz Vahadar edition, beginning of the third parak. Says the Mishnah, Hamavir Teinim Bechatzeru Liktsos. Someone who's moving figs in his courtyard, so then it's not Chayav in Maestr. Why is it not Chayav in Maestr? Because the Chatzer, a courtyard, is not Kivyel Maestr, it's not the house. So he's still in the courtyard, and he didn't finish the Melacha. He is about to take the figs liktsos. What's liktsos? Is to spread it in order for it to dry. His children and his wife can eat from the fruits, and they're potter min ha-maisa because, again, it's not, didn't see pri ha-bayis, didn't see the house, and it's not a gemara melacha. The Gemara is going to discuss what about him, he himself. And his workers. If they don't, he's not responsible to feed them. So then they can eat, because there's something like their like his family. They're not chav and meiser. Aval in yesh lem alam mizoynus. But if he's responsible to feed them, hareinu lo yichlu shenan heat, because then it's considered to be a sale. It's as if he sold to them these figs. It becomes theirs. Hi, it's not the gemara melacha. The melacha didn't finish. And we learned in the previous parak that according to our beauty, if you sell and the melacha is not finished, it's not chav and meiser. Here it's considered to be gemara melacha. Why? Because once the worker takes it, he's going to eat it right away. He's not going to put it to dry. So for the work, from the worker's perspective, it is a gemara melacha, and therefore it's chayav and meiser, alts a mechira, alts a sale. Hamoitzi poyalev lesode, someone takes his workers out to the field. Bizman she'en lehem alo mezoyis, he's not responsible to feed them. Oichlum upturim, they can eat, and their potter mina meiser, because it's not a gemara melacha, it's outside in the field, and it's fine. But if he's responsible to feed them, so then when he feeds them, when he gives them to eat, that's considered to be a sale. It's as if he's selling them the fruits that he needs to feed them. So according to our beauty that we learned in the previous parak, if you sell something which the process is not finished, it doesn't obligate a meiser on its own. So right now the process is not finished, it's still in the field, so he's not chayav meiser right away. And therefore, oichlim achas achas minateino, they can eat one by one. And they're not chav and meiser. Avaloi min asal, veloi min akupois, veloi min amukze. But not from the basket, and not from another type of basket, another type of box, and not from the mukze, where it's put to dry. The one's going to ask, if it's put to dry there, it's not yet finished the melacha. But in the basket, it's said to be a finished melacha. So if there's two ways where the poil will be mischayev in meiser. One, if he eats two together, as we learned in the previous parak, that's considered to be a pile, a goyrin who's chav and meiser. That's why he has to eat one by one. Or if the melacha is finished, it was ready to put in the basket, and then he's chayav in meiser as well. The Mishnah continues with a similar example. Hasoicher sapoil, someone hires a worker, la soisimo bezeisim, for him to work under the olive tree. Omer loy almanat loichal zeisim, and he tells him, you're going to work, and your payment will be that I'll feed you the olives. So that feeding is considered to be a sale. And therefore, oichal achas achas, if he eats one by one, then he's potter, because it's considered to be less than a shear, and because the melacha is not finished, because he's still working on the olives, so therefore he's not chayav meiser. But if he puts them together and he has two olives together, as we mentioned before, he's chayav because they join together to be a pile. And in this case, a salesman chayav meiser according to Rabbi Yehuda. Similarly, l'nakesh b'petzolim, to cut off the onions. And he tells him that your payment will be to eat from the vegetables. He cuts a leaf by leaf and he eats it, because it's considered to be one by one, not a pile. It's not mechayav and meiser because the melacha is not finished. But if you join them together, two leaves together, so then he's chayav. And as Reb Chaim points out, we're talking about a case where the poil is not allowed in a Torah to eat. Talk about melacha, for example, la'ador. La'ador means to plow the field, and not when he's doing the gemara melacha, because when, if he's obligating me to Torah, if the owner is obligating me to Torah to feed the poil, so then we learned in the previous parak that that's not considered to be a sale, and you're not chayav and meiser in that case. Says the gemara in Amud Beis, Amav yitehenim, so if he passes figs from place to place, so he said that his kids and fam and wife can eat without meiser. Who atzmoi ma'u sheyoichel? What about he himself? Can he eat without meiser? Rav amar hu osur loichel. Rav said he's not allowed to eat without meiser. Ula Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Lazar says hu mutar loichel. He could eat without meiser. So the Gemara now is going to explain what's the reasoning. The Gemara attempts to say that the machlekes is the Rav Kiravi Meir and Rav Lozo Kirabana. Rav holds like a Meir. They're the same way a sale is Kuvea Meiser, also a Chotzer, a courtyard is Kuvea Meiser. As we learned in previous parak, we equate the sale to a Chotzer to Shabbos. We said all three are the same. So the same way we say a Kutra Meir, a sale is Mechav and Meiser. So having the fruits in the courtyard is Mechav and Meiser. But Rabbanon, they're arguing all the sale is not Kuvea Meiser. The old courtyard is not Kuvea Meiser. And therefore he can eat without Meiser. So Rav Kiravi Meir, Rav Lozo Kirabana. So the more Rav Kiravi Meir, in Kiravi Meir, if he holds a Kiravi Meir, I feel a bono of Ubnei Beis, so you asurim. So why is family could eat without Meiser? Once it goes into the courtyard, it's Chayav and Meiser. Ella Rav Kirabi, Rav Lozo Kirabana. Rav goes like Rabbi, Rav Lozo like Rabbanon. What's Rabbi and Rabbanon? Domav Simon B'Shem Rav Shua Ben Levi, Harbeis Ibn Shol B'Shem Rabbi, the same name of Rabbi, Ein Oichlim Ala Mukta Ella Al Mekoimoy. When you have fruits in the mukzah, meaning mukzah means they're put there to dry, so you're allowed to eat because it's not a gemar malach. But the only place you can eat is only in that location called the mukzah, where the fruits are put to dry. So everybody who sees him eating understands that these fruits are still not finished to be processed because right now he's in the drying place. But to take fruits from the mukzah and eat it somewhere else, you can't do it because people will not know that it's loy nigmar malach toy, and they will think he's eating without doing maaser. Says the more deeper chachamim, what does chachamim hold? Rav Yaakov Baiti b'shem Rav Shua Ben Levi, oichlim ala mukzah, you can eat when the fruits are in the mukzah, in the drying place, bein al mekoymoy, bein shelo al mekoymoy. Doesn't matter if the fruits are in the location of the mukzah, or even in a different location. You can still eat, you're not choshish, because people are going to see it. So that's a machlokes over here as well. The reason, according to Rav, you're not allowed to eat these fruits, this person, the owner can't eat it, because it's not in the mukzah itself. But according to Chachamim, I don't have to be in the mukzah. I have to be in the location of the mukzah in order to eat it. The one was going to ask in a moment, what about his family members, why they could eat it? So, but ask the Gemara, Moisi Rabbi Yosi ben Shol Rebbe. He asked the question. We learn, Vataninah, we're going to learn. Hacheruvim at Shaloi Kitzan L'Rishagag. When you have keres, before you put it in the top of the roof where they dry, he could give it to the animals to eat. And it's not Chav and Meiser. According to you, Rebbe, that says that you're allowed to eat something which you're about to dry, only in the location where you're going to dry it, and in this case, it should be only Rosh Hagag. How can he feed the animals, even if it's before he got to Rosh Hagag? Omar Lehi answered him, Loi sesiveini cheruvim. Don't ask from caribs. Cheruvim machal behima? Are caribs machal behima? Meaning, usually, the caribs, you give it for human beings to eat. The fact that he's giving it to animals shows that these caribs are not yet edible for human beings, and that's why he's giving it to animals. The fact that the animals are eating it, that proves that the process did not finish yet, and that's why it's allowed. Says the Gemara, "Baldaita derav ma bin hu ma bin bonov." What's it between him and his children? Why you say that his children are allowed to eat these fruits in the courtyard, and only he cannot eat it? Says the Gemara, "Hu al yedeshu toli b'mukze asur." Bonov al yedeshu einam toli b'mukze mutarim. The answer is like this. He can make a decision. Is he taking the fruits to the mukzah, to the drying place or not? It depends on his own das, on his decision. So therefore, if people see him eating fruits, people say, oh, he probably changed his mind. And he's not planning to dry them. And he's eating without meiser. But his children, they don't make the decision regarding the fruits. And if people see the children eating, people assume that these fruits are going to be dried. Because the father is the one who makes that decision. And because the father usually dries the fruits, people assume he's going to dry them as well. And right now is the middle of the malacha. That's where the children could eat it, even now in the location of the mukzeh. But he, then it depends on his decision, he cannot eat the fruits. They're still in the middle of the process if he's not in the location where they're being processed. And the Gemara now is going to ask, what about the wife? Because he spoke about the children. Is the wife different? And that we'll see in the next shir. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestro's Daf Chof Aleph.